Thank you so much for tuning in to She's All Over the Place with Kitty Aki. That's me.
Welcome to She's All Over the Place. I'm with the CEO of the Chopra Foundation, Poonacha Machaya. Thank you so much for joining me. How are you?
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to hanging out with you today.
Yeah, me too. We're doing it right now. Yeah, so we're at the Kenneth Cole corporate headquarters right now, which is really exciting. And you're hosting an event today. Can you tell us what it is about?
Yeah, the event we're hosting today is called The Future of Wellbeing. And the moonshot of the Chopra Foundation is to make disease optional. We believe in this whole buzz around longevity, and people are fascinated with living longer and reversal of aging. But from our perspective, aging is beautiful. What you want is the wisdom of age and the biology of youth, or the wisdom of age and the vitality of youth. So what we're speaking about today is, how does everybody age gracefully? So we have curated an amazing list of speakers and really be talking about the seven principles of well-being, which is nourish, move, healthy emotions, mind-body, sleep, connection with community, and connection with nature. And when you do these seven things, you're Greek, you would know this, you heal yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You return the body to homeostasis. And what's happening here at Kenneth Cole is the Sangha, the community. And our goal is to make New York said to be the loneliest city in the world, but I don't think so. I think we're going to make this the most intimate city in the world. And that's really the vision of the Chopra Foundation, to create community, to really bring people together, and to really create this sense of people are super connected today, but very lonely. And that's really what we are addressing.
Yeah, I love that. Aging like fine wine, gracefully.
I love being 54. I don't think I was kind of clueless at 24. What I want is the aches and pains go away. How do we return the body to vitality? And that's really the conversation today.
Beautiful. I'm excited to hear more, learn more, share this with my community, with coupling the future of well-being and with the seven principles. Is there a way for people to get in touch with the community? Like, where should they go as a resource outlet to follow, to get into a blog or to learn more?
ChopraFoundation.org is our website. Everything is kind of on the website, and we're a nonprofit. So what we really want to do is to help people in their whole well-being journey. And every month we're going to be hosting these events. Every month we have different topics. The next month I'm looking at, how does art bring about healing? And then, so every month we bring about, the month after that, Mental Health Awareness Month, we'll talk about food and mood. And we're going to work with a leading Harvard psychiatrist who came up with nutritional psychiatry to have food change your biology and mental health. So that's going to be a conversation.
Exactly. From the ground up, from the roots. Yes, it's so wonderful. And then also, you're a founder, co-founder, and you're on the board of various companies. What is the future with the metaverse, AI, and how does that couple with the future of well-being?
Right. So I think today, if you think about it, right, every 40 seconds, we lose someone to suicide globally. In this great country, every 12 minutes, we just don't have enough therapists. We will not have enough therapists. So we will have to rely on AI and technology to become the intermediary to help. So I have a company called Cyberhuman, co-founder with Dr. Chopra. We're looking at, how does AI become your wellness assistant? How does it be your best friend at home, at work, at play, on the road? So irrespective of where you are, you have a well-being coach for you. So that's a very good use of AI from our perspective. When you think about metaverse, and the reason me and Deepak have a company called Seva.love is because the world today is already a simulation. This is a simulation. Right? And today, if you're playing Fortnite or Call of Duty or League of Legends, we are young adults, that is their world. How do you kind of leverage the metaverses to bring about mental health and well-being? So if the second leading cause of death among young adults is death by suicide in this country, how do we use platforms like gaming to connect with them, to talk to them? So we want to talk to the gaming companies and build Fortnite as its own metaverse, right? So using these technologies to talk to the youth.
Yeah, so it's incorporating interactive play, role play, and then instead of linear asking someone what's going on because people are so closed off, it's a way to interact passively. So like the attention somewhere else, but able to identify people's behaviors and what they're interested in with a different kind of communication, it sounds like.
Right. So I think I look at it, the future of well-being or wellness, I call it the five P's. It's predictable. If it's predictable, it needs to be personalized. Once it's personalized, you need a process, a platform, and participation. Today, Poonacha, if you look at the traditional healthcare system, say 54-year-old male, Asian origin. What does that really mean, right? Because I'm very different. So we have to get very, very precise. For some people, Mediterranean diet is good. Some people, different diet is good. Today, diet's all very personalized. So that's really the what we call the future of well-being.
Yeah, and it's good to be in tune with what personally works for us, our energy, what we vibe with, really listening to our hearts and our bodies. Like you said, no more aches, but listening to the body instead of being so in our heads with our minds.
I think it's listening to your whole body, right? Mm-hmm. Just connected. The challenge we have today is that we are super connected, but very attention deficient. And so we are bringing about a program called Love in Action. Because action without love is meaningless, and love without action is irrelevant. But love in action is what the world needs. And it's based on the four A's. Attention is deep listening. How do you listen to each other with your body, mind, and spirit? The second A after attention is appreciation. Appreciate each and everyone's uniqueness. The third A is affection, love, kindness, tenderness, compassion. And the fourth A is acceptance. Accepting people who they are. Accepting yourself first.
Yeah, I love that. And how do we create a space? Because, I mean, it's wonderful we're having these conversations, but there's so many people out there struggling and with audiobooks, with the Google, with education being online, but it's the time. Our number one attention is our focus. So what about the people who haven't been in such luxurious states, like probably you and I in our certain communities? How do we reach the people and bridge the gap? Like, what are some steps that they can do to experience these beautiful, wise words that you're saying? But it's a struggle because it's for them to take that first step. It's hard to bridge the connection because they're in such pain.
Right. So I think if you look at Dr. Chopra over the last 44 decades, 97 books, right? We have the world's largest online meditation experience. Our goal is to bring it on mobile, democratize it. So everybody, doesn't matter which part of the world they're in, they should be able to access this content. Not saying it's easy. I think it's just a journey and it started already.
Yeah.
I think it's an evolving, everyday kind of a commitment to well-being.
Yeah, that's great. And then for people who have trouble reading, there's audiobooks. Libby, it's free.
I think now that the AI, it doesn't matter. I think today I can speak in English. It can be in 10 different languages instantly, right? We're already working on Deepak's AI where I can do it in Hindi, Spanish, Arabic, French, whatever. So we're no longer limited by these things. But what will be sad if we don't actually have a human connection? So I think I look at as technology proliferates, how do we still have the authentic human connection? I think that's really going to be important for us.
Yeah, and then how do we integrate that human connection but using the social media as a tool? Because with mental well-being, people harp on social media a lot. It's beneficial in a lot of ways, but it's also a struggle. So what are your thoughts on social media and integrating well-being with social media?
I think technology is neutral. You know, it's good or bad. If I want to see what's happening with my mom in India, it's good to be online, see it, but I should not be dependent on it, right? So I think today it's always conscious use of technology. If all the time I'm texting, that's a bad use of it. If I can just talk to my friend next door, people actually sit down in the same household and text each other. So I think it's how do you use any tool, right? All technology is neutral. And I think we just have to be more conscious of how we use technology.
Yeah, with awareness of our own boundaries.
You drink too much water and that could hurt you too. So that's really, it's all about balance.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I'm so excited for the event today and many more here intimately in New York City. So we're in New York City and then we'll expand to California and other places.
I think for the next 1 year, it's going to be all over the world. So we are actually having an event in similar thing in Mallorca, Spain. We're going to look at Dubai and then India.
Mm.
So we're already looking at a global kind of a rollout. Yeah. But in the U.S., starting with New York, then obviously L.A. and then maybe in Austin.
Oh, Austin.
Yeah.
I just went to Austin for the first time, South by Southwest. Yeah, it was a cool vibe.
Love it. Yeah. So next time, you definitely come stop by and continue the conversation. Give us your feedback.
Yeah, we'll rock and roll. We'll make this happen again. I look forward to you like sowing seeds and growing with you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, ciao. Bye.
Because of you, we're in the top 2% out of all known podcasts. We'd love to stay connected. Follow my newsletter. It's on chonacas.com. It's my last name, Chonacas. Also, all my social medias will be in the show notes as well if you want to follow me on the social media accounts. If you need coaching, industry coaching, life coaching, you can contact me from my website. We'd love to support you on your journey, no matter what it is. It could be voiceover, acting, music, navigating through short-term, medium-term, long-term goals. I'm here for you. Would love to hear from you and stay connected. And since I'm an independent podcaster, it's really important for you to share this with at least one person if you find value in it. Post on your social media and then also leave a 5-star review, make a comment. I really appreciate your support. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time. Kiri Aki, over and out.